This is program number LW2681. Well, there seems to be a phobia running through us these days, one maybe like we've never had before. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm talking about the fear of failing. Just look around. Everybody's successful. Count the 300 Z's, the $50,000 a year and up jobs. Count the straight-A students, the brick homes with nice yards. Then there comes the guy on television holding up a Wall Street Journal, telling you that if you'll just subscribe to it, you'll be successful. He leaves the impression that there's no way you can fail. Count the number of music stars these days. Drive down the residential area of almost any neighborhood and count the number of cars, the boats, the motorhomes. Walk into any mall and see how many people are buying. See how much stuff there is to buy. Success is all around you these days, and what that says to us is that there's just simply no room for failures. I got a challenge for you today. Don't be afraid to fail. Now, you've already failed many times in your life. I'm not trying to depress you, not really. All I'm trying to do is just suggest that it's not wrong to admit you're wrong. It's not failure to admit a failure. Although you may not want to remember, you have failed many times. You fell down, remember? The first time you tried to walk? You didn't get very far the first time you tried to swim. Did you hit the ball the first time you swung the bat? If you did, it was strictly beginner's luck. Consider these failures. R.H. Macy failed 7 times before his Macy's department store caught on in New York City. English novelist John Creasy received 753 rejection slips before he published 564 books. Babe Ruth struck out over 1,300 times. Abraham Lincoln failed in business when he was just 22 years old. When he was 23, he ran for the legislature and was defeated. The next year, again, he failed in business. When he was 27, he had a nervous breakdown. At 29, he was defeated for Speaker of the House. At 31, defeated for elector. At 34, he was defeated for Congress. At 39, defeated again. At 46, defeated for the Senate. At 47, defeated for the vice presidency. And when he was 49, he was defeated by the Senate again. Just count the failures in his life. But the thing about Lincoln was he didn't let failures destroy him. You know, from failure, there can come great success. You see, failure gives you valuable experience. From that experience, you gain wisdom. And wisdom points you toward undeniable success. So don't be afraid to fail. You might have read in an issue of Reader's Digest about Claiborne P. Ellis, once the exalted cyclops of one of the largest chapters of the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina. It was not until he was forced to sit down and talk to one of those he had learned to hate, a black mother, that he learned they were human beings too, people who could hurt, who could be embarrassed, who could be humiliated. For the first time in his life, he felt compassion toward those he had learned to hate. Then he was confused. He said, "There I was, 45 years old, telling myself, 'Ellis, you've wasted your whole life hating people who never did a thing to you.' Then he said, suddenly, I was no longer capable of hate." Then he said his insides seethed. He felt he was selling out his friends. They trusted him. He was their leader. He hated to wake up in the morning. He hated to go to work. He hated to live. He considered suicide. Then all of a sudden, he did this very thing I'm talking about today. He says he told himself, "It's all right to change." See there? We all make mistakes. We all fail. Don't be afraid to fail. Only then can you change. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible calls it repentance. Only those who repent can be successful. And it's Jesus Christ Himself who said one day, "Except you repent, you'll perish." Think about it today. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.